Esme could feel his gaze on her as she walked off. She knew he had sensed some difference, but couldn't pinpoint it. She could, and was amazed that she had never bothered to learn such simple things before. She saw Cassie Ferrati coming toward her, and assumed the expression Marta had recommended. Sure enough, Cassie almost stumbled.
Lieutenant Sweeza!
Hello, Cassie.
You're... I thought you were on leave.
I'm back, but busy. See you later.
This could be fun. It could actually be fun.
Buoyed up by that thought, she even smiled serenely at Admiral Hornan around the next corner. Baron came to attention.
Ensign Serrano reporting, sir.
His grandmother looked up.
At ease, Ensign. Have a seat. We have family business to discuss.
Family business did not put him at ease, but he sat and waited.
Marta Sines tells me that you and Lieutenant Sweeza had a row over Brun Meager.
Baron almost let his jaw drop, but tightened it in time.
That's not exactly how it happened, sir.
Well, however it happened, and whatever the current status of your feeling for Lieutenant Sweeza may be, I wanted you to know that from my perspective, as your grandmother, I have no advice to give. As an admiral, I would like to see Lieutenant Sweeza perform at her best. She has a strikingly good best, and would like whatever circumstances might contribute to that end to happen. So if you feel you can do her some good, go ahead.
She's not speaking to me.
Are you sure? Perhaps she thinks you're not speaking to her, especially since there are others who might have an interest in keeping you two apart.
Lieutenant Ferrati.
His grandmother looked at him as if he were a toddler. He knew that look.
Among others. Baron, you're old enough to know how our family name attracts envy as well as admiration. Lieutenant Sweeza's rapid rise to fame and promotion has had a similar effect. It has come to my attention that there are people who feel it in their interests to have you and Lieutenant Sweeza at cross purposes. If you did not care for her, it would be one thing, but since you do, it seems to me that it's a matter of family honor not to let them succeed. Subject, of course, to your own feelings.
Yes, sir. Grandmother.
Sir Grandmother is an unusual title, but I'll take it. Seriously, Baron, do you love this woman?
I thought I did, but...
Well, think again. Think, but also feel. It's not for me to play Cupid. If you two are meant for each other, you shouldn't need a Cupid. But take nothing for granted. Clear?
Yes, Grandmother.
Good. If there's fallout, I'll deal with it. I trust your judgment, Baron. Just be sure you have enough data to base it on. Now, how's that investigation of Lieutenant Ferrati coming?
I don't know. Both my captain and my exec told me to keep my nose somewhere else, so I have.
Amazing. Well, we're closing in on our active dates. It would be a help to me to know what's going on. I'd like you to go mention that to Harris, and let her murmur it to your captain's ear, or whatever it takes. Klaus still wants my job, and since he hasn't commanded anything but a desk for the past 19 years, I'm unwilling to let him make a hash of it. Your ostensible message to Harris is that we're having a family celebration since the fleet birthday festivities will be very restrained this year. This is what you can and should tell anyone. But carry this, for her hand only, and use the family handshake.
She handed over a data strip.
Yes, sir.
Dismissed.
Kutsudis pointed out the graphic he had made of Lieutenant Ferrati's illicit activities in the legal database.
She's a natural-born weasel. If we hadn't had that prime data wand, she might have gotten away with it.
Well, what has she done?
She used Pell's access codes into the first level and then someone else's. Would you believe Admiral Hornan's?
How'd she get those?
Kutsudis was watching the vidscreen now, on which Lieutenant Ferrati's neat blonde head was bent studiously over a console.
I have no idea, sir. Possibly from Pell. And while it's none of my business, you should probably know there's rumors that Pell's been called in for an off-cycle physical.
So he has.
And three other Master Chiefs here as well. It's making some of us nervous, to tell you the truth.
In what way?
Kutsudis had the expression of a man not in the mood to trust anyone.
Beyond my area of expertise, sir.
Concerns have been expressed at higher levels than mine, as well.
Just as well, sir. Ah, there she goes.
On screen, Faradi inserted her data wand into a port in the console.
Bet she inputs a file this time. Look at her left hand. Yeah, there it is.
On Kutsudis's graphic, an orange line snaked along a tangle of other lines and made its way into a blue box, where it flashed steadily.
Altering data, sir. That's 100% clear.
Do we know what the data were prior to alteration?
I don't, no, sir. But I do know there was a secure backup made last night. Blind copy to a storage unit she'll never find. And the trace on her wand will prove she altered something and where in the file it is.
These are very serious charges, Commander Escobar. I found Lieutenant Faradi to be a most efficient officer.
Admiral Hornan's glance at Baron mixed suspicion and resentment in equal portions.
The Admiral is right. These are serious charges. That is why I brought them to you rather than calling Lieutenant Faradi in myself. Under the circumstances, political as well as military, it seemed preferable to have you in on this from the beginning.
Not the beginning, if you've already done the investigation.
Only enough to be sure the original allegation was founded on fact, Admiral. There's more to do.
Well, let's just hear her side of it. Lieutenant Faradi, would you come in, please?
Right away, Admiral. Should I bring the latest information from the database search that the Admiral asked about?
Not right now, Lieutenant.
A flush crept up Hornan's neck. Baron dared a sidelong glance at Escobar and saw that he had not missed it. In only a few moments, Cassie Faradi came into the Admiral's office, wide-eyed and smiling. A smile that widened into a quick grin meant to be complicit when she saw Baron, and sobered when no one smiled back.
Admiral?
Cassie, Lieutenant, these officers have made some serious charges against you. I want to know what you have to say.
Against me?
For just an instant in profile, Baron saw a flicker that might have been panic, but her calm returned.
Why? What am I supposed to have done? Did I bother poor Incensurano? I didn't mean to.
No, Lieutenant. I must ask, have you accessed any fleet records which you are not cleared to access?
Of course not. Not without specific orders to do so.
Which would give you authorization, yes. Are you sure of that?
Baron watched the pulse in Faradi's neck beat a little faster.
Yes, Admiral.
Have you altered any data in any records whatsoever?
You mean like watch records or something? No, sir.
Or in a database? Have you ever intruded into a database and altered records?
That telltale pulse was faster now.
Not without specific orders to do so, no, Admiral.
Then if I told you that you were alleged to have intruded into the records of the investigations surrounding the mutiny on Despite, and alleged to have changed certain files containing interview data on Lieutenant Esme Suiza, would you deny it?
I would, Admiral.
Faradi flushed suddenly and rounded on Baron.
I deny it absolutely, and moreover, I would consider the source. Ensign Serrano, Admiral, has a grudge against me. He thought his family position gave him a right to take liberties beyond his rank. I had to be quite firm with him, and he knows I could have reported him for harassment. He probably made up this nonsense just to get back at me.
Baron felt the blood rushing to his head, but a stern look from Escobar kept him silent. Admiral Hornan gave a short nod in Baron's direction and cocked his head at Escobar.
Well, Commander, I find the foolish behavior of a hot-blooded young man of a high-status family more likely than illegal acts by someone like Lieutenant Faradi.
Admiral, with all due respect, that won't do. Lieutenant Faradi was pursuing Ensign Serrano, not the other way around. I knew it, and so did everyone else on the ship. You'll find reference to Lieutenant Faradi's behavior in her previous fitness reports. Her present position in the last promotion cohort of her class reflects that behavior.
Faradi's high color was patchy now, flushing and fading on those perfect cheekbones.
That's not true!
And while her sexual proclivities would not, in themselves, be cause for disciplinary action, as long as she didn't interfere with anyone else's fitness for duty. Her intrusion into secure databases, her altering of the data, and her lies about her officers, including Ensign Serrano, would be.
And you think you have proof of this?
Baron watched Ferrati pale as the change in his tone and expression got through to her. He could almost feel sympathy, because in that moment Hornan was changing sides, preparing to divest himself of an embarrassment.
Yes, we have the records of such intrusion, from a data wand initialized by Lieutenant Ferrati, along with vid records of her using it that are contemporaneous with the intrusion and alteration.
I didn't—
How detailed are these records?
Extremely, Admiral. They include all the authorization codes she used to complete her intrusion, and to fake, I presume, the orders for the alteration.
The Admiral looked at Ferrati. Baron hoped no such look would ever be turned on him.
I would have to see such proof. But if you have it...
We do, Admiral.
Then Lieutenant Ferrati is, as you say, facing serious charges. Lieutenant, your data wand, if you please.
Ferrati pulled it out slowly.
And that report you are working on is where, Lieutenant?
On my desk, Admiral. But the Admiral knows who...
You will consider yourself confined to quarters, Lieutenant. You will speak to no one except the investigating officer when such has been appointed.
But Admiral, it's a plot! It's...
Dismissed, Lieutenant.
Baron shivered as she turned and passed him. He had disliked her. He had come to despise her for what she had done to Esme. But he wouldn't have wished on anyone the devastation he saw in those violet eyes.